May our learning be a merit. Lili Nishmas, Meira Chai, Nechama Bracha, Aleha Shalom, Vastav, and Mordechai Sheyichye. Today's daf is daf Yadalid. We were up to the Mishnah on Yad Gimel and Beis. We began a new parak yesterday dealing with the topic of Hotzah Zara Labatala, the prohibition of a man having a discharge of seed or semen, not for the sake of marriage, just coming out in vain. Says the Mishnah, Hachei Reshes, if you have a woman who's a deaf mute, we know that throughout Halacha, Chei Resh, a person who's deaf and mute has the status of a non-ben das. They don't know anything, they don't understand anything. Or a Shota, a woman who's mentally impaired to the point of not being able to understand anything. Vasuma, a woman who's blind. Or Shenitra Fadaita, a woman whose intellect is has gone mad. She's gone mad. So the Gemara is going to ask, that's the same thing as Shota, a woman whose intellect has gone mad. So if you have any of these four women, Imyesh Lehen Pikchos, if there is with them a woman who does have intelligence, so Metaknos Osan, those women with the intelligence can check them. And then Venochos Pachuma, so the woman with the intelligence can do the bedika, can do the check, make sure that they're clean, and then say, okay, we found that you're clean, and therefore you can eat truma.
So only a woman who's in a Cohen household has to do that.
Yeah. Ellie, use this.
This?
No, here, I have for you.
So is the assumption that these kind of women don't have relations?
Or this you're just talking about Shuma, but even for relations, the check would be done by someone with intelligence, and if that person found that they're clean, you say, okay, now you're okay to go. Like going to a medical exam. So now the Gemara is going to ask...
Rabbi, please, can you repeat those four conditions again? I'm sorry.
The four women, a woman who is deaf-mute,
okay,
who is insane...
Right.
A woman who's blind and a woman who's gone mad. So the Gemara's going to ask, insane and gone mad sounds like the same thing. We'll see. The Gemara's going to answer, one is that she went mad because of illness and one is that she was born crazy. What's that? Also, no way to be educated, so has no intelligence and no understanding. That's throughout Halacha, throughout the Shas. Ask the Gemara, when we talk about a woman who's a deaf-mute, why do we say someone else has to check for her? She should be able to check for herself. The time went to Nebraisa. Amar Rebbe said, there was a woman who was deaf and mute in our neighborhood. Not only did she check for herself, she was an expert in different colors. Her friends would check themselves, and they would bring what they checked to her to give a ruling. Yes, no. The Gemara says that's a different type of deaf mute. That was a woman who was born able to speak, born able to hear, and later she lost the ability to speak and hear. So there was a woman who actually could now speak but not hear, because originally she could hear. But over here we're talking about a woman who can't speak nor can hear, because she never could do either. And a woman like that has no intelligence. When the sages talk about a mute, when the sages talk about someone who's deaf, it means both not to hear and unable to speak from the beginning. But a woman who used to be able to hear, now can't hear. And therefore, she can still speak. She has intelligence. So she has a full level of someone with intelligence. Then the Mishnah said, Suma, a woman who's blind, can't check herself. Someone checks for her. Why? Let her check herself. Then show it to someone else to examine it. Take out the word blind woman. That's wrong. So we're back now to three women. A Shota, a woman who is crazy. Chereshes, a woman who's deaf and mute. She can't speak at all, can't understand at all, never understood anything. And a woman, Shenitra Fadaita, whose intelligence has gone crazy. So now the Gemara asks, Shenitra Fadaita, if her intelligence has gone crazy, Hainu Shota, that's the same thing as a woman who is mentally impaired. My answer is, Shenitra Fadaita, Maich Mascholi, she used to be intelligent, but because of an illness, she went mad. Our sages told us in a braisa. Now going back to a man who has discharges of semen. Kohen Shota, if you have a male Kohen who is mentally impaired, So if he's mentally impaired, he's not going to be so aware of himself and he doesn't understand anything. So we have to be worried that he might be a Baal Keri, that the semen came out. He didn't notice. He didn't care. He may have touched that spot. He may have aroused himself and caused the semen to come out. So we're not going to let a Kohen show to eat Shuma. What do? Machil Noso. First, we put him into the mikvah. And then, Machil Noso Shuma La'erf. If he had the Tum of Keri of the discharge coming out, so once he goes to the mikvah that evening, he'd become Tzar. So we put him into the mikvah, and then in the evening, we give him Shuma to eat. Now, we have to make sure that he doesn't become Tame again. Meshamen Oso Shalo Yishan. We watch him to keep him awake from when he went to the mikvah until the evening. Yashin, if he did fall asleep though, Tame, then again we assume that he's Tame, because when he's asleep, there may have been a discharge he's not going to notice. Lo Yashin, if we succeeded to keep him awake, Tahar, he is Tahar. Rebbe Lezer B'Tzadok Omer, no, that doesn't even work. Even if you kept him awake, maybe he became Tame, and we're not going to go examine him before we give him the Truma, and maybe he's really Tame, maybe there was a discharge. You know what we do? Osin Lo Kis Shel Or. We make for him a little pocket of leather, and put his male organ in this pocket. And that way, when it's evening and it's time for Truma, we can take this leather pocket and examine it and see that there's no truma, there's no semen there. Again, remember, in those days, they did not have undergarments. So this would be the equivalent of an undergarment. Yeah, a question?
No. So,
we'll see, we'll soon. It may be a metal pocket. Maybe the leather's not good enough. Amrullah, the sages say back to Belezer B'Tzadok, that's a terrible idea. Koshkin, maybe the day chimum. If you have a pocket of leather, that's going to warm that organ, and that's going to cause more semen to come out. Amrullah, so he said to him, well, according to your logic, shotein lo takana, what are we going to do with this man who's mentally impaired? There's no way for him to eat truma. Amrullah, they said, it's not true. We have an option. We say only if he goes to sleep. Are we worried that there's going to be a discharge? But if he doesn't go to sleep, then he stays tar. So we have an option for him. We'll just keep him awake. Lidvarecha, but according to you, says that even when he's awake, maybe there's going to be semen coming out, and he's not going to notice. So putting on a leather pouch is not going to help. Shemayira tipa kechardel. Maybe there's going to be a little drop, only the size of a mustard seed coming out of him. Vitivala bakis. It's going to be absorbed in that leather. All right, so the Chacham didn't like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok's proposal. Now we have a third proposal. Tanami Shum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, in Hebraic they said the name Rabbi Elazar, Osun Lokish Shel Mateches. They make for him a pouch of metal. Amar Abai, you know which metal? Nechoshes, copper, because copper doesn't absorb. Kedatani is going to Hebraic, so we know that there's a law that if a person transports the water of Paraduma, he becomes Tamei, but he has to transport enough that you could use that amount for sprinkling. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, how much is that? Ro and Osan Givolin, we imagine those stalks, Shel Ezov of Hyssop, Kiyu Ancient Lechoshes, as if they would still be leather, and therefore they wouldn't absorb. And if you could put, I'm sorry, if they'd be made out of copper, and that which wouldn't absorb. And then you see if there's enough liquid in there to reach the tops of these stalks. You see, again, that copper doesn't absorb, so therefore you'd use a metal pouch of copper. All right, in light of all these discussions, Amar Rav Papa said, Shmamina, you see from this, Mechnasai Masurim, you're not allowed to wear pants, because pants have a tight pouch, a crotch, where the organ is held, and it heats it, and it might cause semen to come out. What do you mean you can't wear pants? Vaksiba, the Torah says that the Kohanim wore pants, and they're the ones who most have to be careful not to have semen. Vasalahem, Vaselahem, Mechnasai Bad. The Torah says, make for them linen pants to cover their nakedness. So you must know the coin pants are different. Aukidatanya, those are like we learned in a brisa. Michnasei Kohanim Lamahin Domin. What are the pants of the Kohanim like? Kimin Pamalanya Shel Parashim. They are like this apron worn by the horsemen, where there's a very large, area for the male organ, and it's not in any way heated by pieces of cloth on it. Lema'u lemala adamasnaim. It goes up on top to the thighs. Lemata adyuechaim. It goes down below, down to the knees. And v'yeshlo shnatzin. It has laces. V'ein lam lo beis hanekev. It doesn't have a little pouch for the male organ. And in the back, v'lo beis ha'erva. It doesn't have any tight It's not tight in the back where the pants might get stuck in the part between the two buttocks, because that would not be respectful to the kahuna, to the service. So it's actually very wide in that area that's covering the organs that are used to release waste. And therefore, it's not going to cause a warming that might cause a discharge of semen. All right, talking about now some more about discharges of semen. Amar Abaye Abaye said, starting today's daf, Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. All right, 60 days till the end of Shas, Bezrat Hashem. Roch ve'gmalim, people who ride camels, Asurin le'echo b'chuma, they're not allowed to eat chuma, because when they ride the camels, the flesh of the camel warms their organ, and it might cause discharges of semen. Tanam Yerach, we learned also this way in a brisa. Roch ve'gmalim, those who ride camels, kulam rishoyim, they're all wicked, because they have discharges of semen. Hasapanim, the sailors, kulam tzadikim, they're all tzadikim. You know why? Because sailors are in danger all the time. Since they're in danger, they're davening, they're desperate. And someone who's always desperately appealing to Hashem for help is a tzaddik. Hachamarim, the people who ride the donkeys, mehen rishon, mehen tzadikim. Some of them are wicked, some of them are tzadikim. Ikadarim, you have to make up with the low makeup. Some explain, those who are riding with saddles, so they're on top of something wood, which is hard and not causing discharges of semen, they're tzadikim. Those who ride without saddles, so their flesh is touching flesh and it's getting warmed, and therefore their discharges of semen, they're the ones who are reshaim. Ikadami, others say, depends how they sit on the donkey. Hadamitartan, those who sit on the donkey with their feet, one on one side, one on the other side, they're wicked, because they're warming that organ. Hadalomitartan, but those who sit, you know, sideways, side saddle, so then they're not being warmed as much by the donkey. So those are the ones who are not wicked. All right, again, this is the Gemara that we heard back in Brachos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi layit aman degani aparkid. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi used to curse a person who lays down. There are different explanations of aparkid. Aparkid is either on his stomach or the opposite, laying down on his back. Rashi says if he lays down on his back, a man might be aroused, and it would be very disgusting to see the male organ protruding up into the sky. Amy, is that so? V'am Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef used to say, Prakton, a guy who's laying on his back, Lo Yikra Kriyat Shema, can't read Kriyat Shema like that. But Kriyat Shema do Lo Yikra, he can't read Kriyat Shema. Ha-migna Shapir Dami, but apparently it's fine to lay down that way. So the Gemara said, listen, Lin, Yimigna in regards to laying down, Ki Matzli Shapir Dami, if he tilts a bit, it would be okay. If he's laying on his back, but tilted a bit to the right, or tilted a bit to the left, that's okay. Laying in Kriyat Shema in regards to Kriyat Shema, Ki Matzli Aser. If he's laying down on his back, even tilted to the side, it's not allowed. Really? Tilted to the side is not allowed to read Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Matzli v'kar Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Yochanan used to lay down on his back, tilt a bit to the side, and read Kriyat Shema. Shani Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal Basar Hav. Rabbi Yochanan was different. He was very overweight. He had a lot of flesh, so it was hard for him to lean over to the right and to be on his side. So therefore, if he's tilted a bit, it's okay, even though he's laying on his back. All right, Daf Yudal and Amud Aleph. Next Mishnah. Derech Benos Yisrael, it's the way of the Jewish women that Mishamshos, when they are engaged in marital relations, right afterwards, out come two pieces of cloth. Bishnei Edim, they use two pieces of cloth. Echad Lo, he checks himself to see if there's any blood in his organ. And he knows if there's blood in his organ, it came from her. Echad La, and the other one is for her to check herself to see if there's any blood inside her, which she assumes is menstrual blood. That's still some of the women who are very strict. Mitakin Oshlishi, they have a third cloth. Mitakin Sabai is to clean the house, to check themselves even before they engage in marital relations. And now the law for all the women, they use two checks, one for her, one for him. Nimzal Shalom, if he finds blood in his check on his piece of cloth, it's Mayim. So then they assume it came from her. Otherwise, how is he going to have blood in that spot? If it came from her, it was menstrual blood. So he's tummy now for 7 days. She's tummy for 7 days. He has the status of someone who had relations with Anida. She has the status of Anida who had relations. Hayavan and Karban. They have to bring a Karban Chatas. Nimtzal Shalah. But if the blood was found on her check, Otiyom, if she checked herself right away, Tzmei and they're both tummy for 7 days. And Hayavan and Karban, they have to bring a Karban for having had relations with Anida. Nimtzal Shalah Charzman. But if she didn't check herself right away, just later she checked herself and found some blood, Tzmei and Misafik. Then they both have the status of a Safik Tumah, maybe being tummy for 7 days. Upturin min hakarban, and they would be exempt from bringing a karban chatas. They would have to bring, presumably, a karban asham talu. Ezehu acharzman. What is a check that's not right away, that's a later? All right, kedei sheteiru min amitza, if there's enough time for her to have come off of the bed, v'tadiach es paneha, and to wash that area, v'acharkach, and after waiting that time, she then checked herself, so now it is only a suffix tuma. Now let's say if she checks herself after that time and she finds blood, now there's going to be an impurity for the last 24 hours. We're going to go back and look whatever she touched for the last 24 hours and make all those things also safek tamim. But when there is an impurity for the last 24 hours, it doesn't create an impurity on her husband. Rabbi Akiva says, even when she checks herself with a gap, and because of there was a gap, there's only a safek tuma, and there's a retroactive impurity, she also makes her husband impure. Umodim chacham le Rabbi Akiva, chacham would agree to Rabbi Akiva, if roa kesem, if she has a stain of blood on her body or on her garment that she finds, then we say there's an impurity, and metama esbolav, she had been with her husband, he's now also a safek tame for a week, for 7 days. Then she does make her husband safek tame impure. All right, the first case was, if he checks and he finds blood on his check, so then we know it comes from her, and they're both tame, and they have to bring a carbon chatas. Ask Gemara, why? Why aren't we worried? Maybe it's blood from a lice. It's not blood from her. It's blood from a lice. There was some louse on him, and that's where the blood came from. The blood of a louse or a mosquito is similar to the blood of people. So Reb Zera said, "Oso makom baduku etzel macholas." That spot in a woman doesn't have lice, and therefore there's no way that this blood on him is blood from a louse. The blood on him came from her. It must be blood of menstruation. Ikadami, others say, "Dachuku etzel macholas," because it's very tight. The louse can't get in there, and therefore, again, it must be that the blood is coming from her menstruation and not blood from a louse. My benayu, what's the difference between whether it's very tight or it's very checked? Ikabinayu, the difference is, dishtakach ma'kolas ritzufa. Let's say you found a crushed lice on this check, a little bit far away from where the blood was on the piece of cloth. Lach Mishnah to Amar, according to this version that said, baduku, that's a spot that's checked, that there's no lice. We'll say, okay, this lice must have come from somewhere else, and the blood's not from it. Blood, again, is from her, and she and he are tummy. But if you're going to say that lice don't like going to that spot because it's tight, so we can say, though, okay, the louse may have been there, it just didn't get inside, but maybe when he went in, he was crushing the louse. During his intercourse, he was crushing the louse when he went into her. And therefore, the blood maybe is from her, and maybe the blood is from the louse. And therefore, the tumah is only misafik, because maybe when he was going in, he crushed the louse. That's why we see that the crushed louse is now on the cloth. Itmar, we learned. A woman that badka be'eda badukla, she checked herself with a clean check, a clean piece of cloth. She checked the cloth, it was clean, then she checked herself inside. Then, v'tacha tobi arecha. After she put the cloth inside of her, she didn't check it right away. She presses it against her thigh. Ulamach, only the next day she looks at it. Matzah le'adam. She finds on the thigh blood. So now the question is like this. Maybe the blood was found inside of her. And when she put the cloth on the thigh, she put the blood now onto the thigh. Or maybe the blood on the thigh came from somewhere else. And maybe this check is a clean check. And she had a clean check. So Rav said, Tmei Anida. She's certainly Anida. How can you say she's certainly Anida? You once told us that it's just a suffix. We have to suspect that it's Anida. Itmar Nami, we also learned, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Tmei Anida. She's certainly Anida. That was also the ruling in the Beis Medrash, Tmei Anida, that she's Anida.
Wouldn't it be unless there's like a puncture on her thigh, then she's...
There's blood on her thigh.
Right, so I'm saying, so if it didn't come from...
From inside of her?
Then where would it come from? If it
a louse.
Bed bugs.
Bed bugs. Itmar, we learned. It could be a bird dropping blood. All of those are issues, as we're going to see a lot. Itmar, we learned. What happens, though, if she checks herself with a piece of cloth that she didn't go through the bother of making sure that that cloth was clean? So she checked herself inside with the cloth. Then she puts it, after she puts it inside of her, she puts it in a box. And only the next day, she looks at what's in that box. And now she finds on the cloth blood. So now you don't know. Maybe the cloth was bloody from the very beginning. Maybe the cloth is from the check inside of her. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Kol yom shel Reb Chiya timei." Reb Chiya in his lifetime would always say that such things are tamei. Leisik nasa, but in his old age, tihar. He said, "You know what? Maybe it is tahar." He said it was tahar. He brought another question in the yeshiva. Eichi kamar. So what does that mean? What did Rav Yosef say? Is it a kol yom of timei misha nida? His whole lifetime, he said, this is a certain nida. She didn't check the cloth before. She put it inside of her. She's checking it now the next morning. So she's certainly a nida. It's bloody. Leisik nasa when he was old age. Tir mishum nida. He said, no, it's not a nida. But timei mishum kesem. But he said it's tamei because of a stain. Odom or maybe. Kol yom of his whole life. Timei mishum kesem. He used to say it was tamei based on a suffix. It's a stain. We don't know. Maybe it's from her. Maybe it's not from her. Leisik nasa, when he got to his old age, and he said it was tahar, tir mivalo klum. He said it was totally tahar. Tashma, come in here, approved. The time went in a brisa, badka, be'echeno badakla. A woman checks herself with a piece of cloth that she doesn't know if it's clean or not. Vini chato bekufsa. Then she puts that cloth in a box. Ula macha, the next day she checks the box. And matzal of dam, she finds on the cloth blood. Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, tameya, mishum nida. So she's tamei. Because of Anita. Reb Chiya Amar, Tmeya Mishum Kesem. Reb Chiya says, no, it's not a certain Nida. She's a Suffolk Nida. It's a Kesem. Amalo Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya said to him, to his uncle Rebbe, Iata Mode. Shetzricha Kegrisvo. Don't you agree that she has to check and see on this cloth that she originally not checked? But now when she looks at it, she has to see that the amount of blood is bigger than a gris. That's the amount that would be a kesem, which is tamei, a kesem, which is impure. Because if it's less than a gris, even though there's blood on it, you should say it's probably not from her. Maybe it's from a las. Amar le, Rebbe said, Avil, yes, I do agree it has to be more than a gris. So Amar lo, Rebbe Chiya said, so you're agreeing to me then. Emkein af ata sito kesem. And you two are saying it's only tamei based on suffix. There's a possibility that it's from a louse. That's why if it's a very small amount of blood there, you assume it's the amount from a louse. And Rebbe will say, no. Rebbe Savar, listen. Being a gris vote, it has to be a lot of blood on this cloth, more than a gris. To be sure that it's not from a lice. But once we know it's not from a lice, then already vademigufa, we're certainly it's from her. And since it's certainly from her body, there's a tumma which is certain. Not a tumah, which is only a suffix. Okay, says the Gemara. My love. Now, presumably, this whole discussion was when Rebbe Chiya was older. Because when he was younger, what's he going to argue with his teacher, Rebbe? So it must be he was older. So apparently, when he's older, it's not that he was making it tahor entirely. He was just saying it's not tameh as a certainty. It's a suffix tameh. It's tahor from certain tumah, but it's still Suffolk tumma, it's still a doubtful tumma, the tumma of a kesem, of a stain. And therefore, Habi al Duso, apparently when he was younger, Timei Mishum Nida, he said it was tamei totally, as a Nida. And now when he was older, he was saying it's only a Suffolk tumma. Shramina, yes, that is a good proof. We have resolved what is the view of Rebbe Chiya. When we said that Rebbe Chiya says that if a woman checks herself with an unclean check, She didn't check the check first with an unchecked check. And then she checks that check the next morning and she finds that there is blood in it. When Rebbe Chiya said originally, I thought it was tummy, but later when I thought about it, I figured that no, it's not tummy. What it means is originally I thought it was certainly tummy. It was the tummy of Nida. Later I said it's not the certain tumma, but it is a doubtful tumma of a kesem. We don't know where the blood came from, but it did probably come from her. So she has to treat herself as a safek tumma, someone who might be tummy. I read a story. Mishtabeach le Rebbe Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe was once talking to Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi. What was he doing? He was talking about other people. And he said, you know, Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa, he's an amazing man. Adam Gadol, he's a great giant in Torah. So Amar Lo, Shem Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi, well, if Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa is such a great man, when he comes to you, bring him to me. I'd love to talk to him. Kiyasa. So then, when Rav Chama Bar Bisa actually was brought over by Rabbi to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, Amar Le, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi said to Rav Chama Bar Bisa, "Boy, minay milsa. I hear you're a big Talmud Chacham. Ask me a question." Boy, minay. So he asked him the following question: "But kabeichein a badekla. A woman takes a check, a piece of cloth that she hasn't checked to make sure that it's clean. She checked herself. V'nichato bekufsa, and then she puts this cloth in a box. Ulamachar matzal of dam. The next day she looks at it and there's blood." So now what's the law? Are we going to say that she's tahor, that this blood came from, I don't know, a lice, blood came from a bird? Or are we going to say that she's tahor, it probably came from her? Or maybe she's tahor because the blood was there from before. Amar lo, Rabbi Shmuel said to Rav Chama, Kedivrei Abba Eimalach, oh, Kedivrei Rabbi Eimalach. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to tell you the answer of my father, Rabbi Yossi? Or do you want me to tell you the answer of the Gadol Hadar, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi, the author of the Mishnayos? Amar lo, so he said to him, Kedivrei Rabbi Eimalach. Tell me what Rabbi says. Tell me what Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel said, one second. Zeh Shomer Olav Adam Gadol. This is the guy that they say about him, that Rabbi says about him, he's a great man. Heyech manichen divrei harav. How could they leave the words of the teacher, Rabbi Yossi, my father, who was Rabbi's teacher, the Shomer Divrei Talmud, instead look to hear the words of the student, Rabbi, who was the student of Rabbi Yossi? What was Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa thinking? Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa, Savar, he figured, Rabbi Reish Masiftahu, yeah, I know Rabbi is the student, but Rabbi is the head of a yeshiva. And therefore, since he's the head of a yeshiva, Shkichi Rabbanan Kameh, he has lots of rabbis with him. And since he has lots of rabbis with him, they ask lots of good questions. He gives lots of good, sharp answers. Umachadish might say, his lessons are sharpened. He's a better teacher. He gets it. He has it more precise. Like Mar now says, so my Rabbi Yossi, what are the two opinions between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi? Rav Adar Bar Masna explains, Rabbi holds that woman who takes a check that wasn't checked before, so it may have been unclean, and she checks herself, and she examines herself with it, but she doesn't look at the results of the examination till the next morning after she left it in the box. Rabbi holds it's tameh, and Rabbi Yossi mitzaher. Rabbi Yossi holds it's tahor. Number one, maybe it's a stain, and number two, maybe the stain was there from even before. So Rabbi Yossi holds it's fully tahor. Rabzer said, Kishatime Rabbi, when Rabbi said it was Tame, Ki Rabbi Meir. Rabzer said, Kishatime Rabbi, Ki Rabbi Meir. Kishatir Rabbi Yossi, La'atzmo Tiher. When Rabbi made it Tame, it was like Rabbi Meir. And when Rabbi Yossi made it Tahor, it was for himself. It's his own opinion. The Tanya's lived in a bra. Lived in a Mishnah. Aisha shows to Trachel, a woman who is urinating. Virasa dam, and in her urine she sees blood. So now the question is this blood from the uterus and she's Tame? Or maybe it's blood from some other part of her body and therefore she's Tahor. Rabbi Meir Omer Meir says it depends. Imomedes, if the blood came out when she was urinating while standing. So since she had to stand, if she's standing, she's pushing pressure on herself to get the urine out. So we're worried because of that pressure, maybe the urine backed up to the uterus and took blood out, and therefore she is tame. Im yosheves, but if she was sitting, then she is tahora. And Rabbi Yossi says, Ben kach, whether she was urinating sitting or even urinating standing, tahora, she is tahor. So you see, according to Rabbi Meir, we do say that when there's blood in urine, and we don't know where the blood came from, we say tummy. Because if she was standing, it's possible that the urine went back up to the uterus and pulled the blood out from there. And Rabbi Meir says it's tummy. And Rabbi is saying like him, because Rabbi is saying that when you have blood, you don't know where the blood's from. It's probably from the uterus. So therefore, when there's blood on this check, you don't know if it was there from the examination, if it was there from before, but probably it's from the uterus. Therefore, it's tummy. And Rabbi Yossi, He's the one who says, you don't assume that when there's blood around that it came from the uterus, then it's problematic blood. So that would be like the view of Rabbi Yossi in regards to urine. Amalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rava l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said to Rav Ashi, how could you say that Rabbi is following Rabbi Meir? I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, but didn't Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina say, Kishatim Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir says that a woman who's urinating and finds blood in her urine, there is tumah lo timei ela misham kesem. That was only a suffix tumah. That was as if it was a stain. Ilu Rabbi misham nidakama. Rabbi is saying that this woman who used the cloth that wasn't first examined, and now she checks it and she sees that it's bloody, is tumah as a nida with certainty. Amar le, Rav Ashi responded, this is what we're saying. When Rabbi Meir said that a woman who urinates and finds blood inside of that urine, she's tamei. Yishum nida itmar. It's not a suffix tuma. It's not a maybe tuma. It's a certain tuma. We assume that the blood came from the uterus and she is tamei. All right. Then the Mishnah said nimsa al shala. If she checks herself right after the act of intercourse, otiom, immediately, then they are tamei. What is that amount of time which is an immediate check after intercourse? That if she finds blood in this short amount of time, then she's tamei and the husband's tamei, everybody's tamei. Answers the Gemara, it's a parable to the organ and the piece of cloth that are both standing right next to that, right next to the doorway, right next to that part of the woman's body. The moment that the organ comes out, the cloth goes in, and that that's the amount of time that's an immediate check. And if in that amount of time, in that immediate check, that there is blood, then there's tumah. Now what are we talking about, a check? This is a lekinuach. We're just talking about a swipe. There's not enough time here for a real thorough internal exam, because then to get into the corners and the cracks, that takes a lot of time. So if there was a real thorough internal exam and finding blood, you can't say that the person was certainly a nidza. Maybe the blood came now during this internal exam, and therefore wouldn't bring a karban chatas, because you can't bring what might be chulin la'azara. All right, then the Mishnah said, nimsal shalala achar zman. If they found the blood on her check, but it was a check that was done later, not right away check, they're only tamei misafek. Tanu nidin a brisa, they don't have to bring a karban chatas. But as I mentioned, chayavin asham talui, they have to bring an asham talui because maybe there was the sin of bias nida, intercourse with a nida. The Tana didana, the Tana of our Mishnah, my time. Why did he not even mention the asham talui? Apparently, he holds that there is exempt from the asham talui. So he'll tell you, in regards to Asham Tali, the Torah says, "Va'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem, asher lo te'asena v'lo yada v'ashem." So since it says mitzvos Hashem, bin chaticha mishtei chatichos, you only have Asham Tali in a situation of ikva isura, when we know there's some isser here, we're just not sure was it done or not. Let's say there are two pieces of meat, one is chalev, one is shuman. We don't know what they ate. Did they eat shuman? Did they eat the chalev? But here you don't even know if there was an Isser. You don't know if there was an Isser with her, because maybe the blood came later, and therefore there's no Asham Tali. Ezeu achar zman, what's the amount of time that would be later? If there is enough time for her to come off the bed and wash herself off. Or Minya, I'll challenge you. We learned in a brisa, Ezeu achar zman, what's a check that's happening after the intercourse? Pirsha Belezer B'Rit Tzadik. Belezer B'Rit Tzadik said, Kedei Shetoshet Yad Tachas Hakar, enough time for her to put her hand underneath the pillow. Otachas hakesis, or underneath the blanket, v'titol aid, and take out the checking cloth, v'tivdok bo, and check herself with it. So you see that she has to do the check when she's still in the bed, not coming off the bed and washing herself off. But if she came off the bed and washed herself off, then apparently it is a tumah of later, and therefore would have a retroactive tumah for 24 hours, and not for 7 days. So Rav Chizda said, "My achar zman." What does the Mishnah mean when it says, "What's the later achar achar"? What is the time that's later after the immediate? And that's where you have the argument whether there is a tumah to the husband who had been with her, and that's the amount of time to come off the bed, clean herself off.
But immediately afterwards is right, is to just find the cloth in the bed and check herself while she is in the bed. Ask the Gemara about Katani Alav, what we said in the Mishnah. Nimtzal shalal achazman, if she finds blood on her check after time, Tamei Misafik, they're both Tamei, based on a Safik, Uptum Nakarban, they don't have to bring a carbon. Izo achazman. And then the Mishnah says, what is this amount of time when there is a Safik Tumah both on her and her husband? If it was Kadesh Terim and Amitav Tzadiyach Espanea, enough time for her to come off of the bed and wash herself off. So you see that that is considered Achar Zman, not Achar Achar. Achikram, this is the way to read the Mishnah. Izo Achar Zman, what is the amount of time that's right away? Afterwards, Kadesh Toshit Yadza. And there she would certainly, what is afterwards, where she would certainly make her husband come in misafek, if there was enough time, Kadesh Toshit Yada, enough for her in the bed to put out her hand, Tachas HaKar, Tachas HaKesis, under the pillow, under the blanket, Vetitol Aid, and take a check, Vetivdok Bo, and check herself with it. Ukidei Sheter Min Amita, and if she waited long enough to come off of the bed entirely, Vetadiyach Espanea, and wash her area off, then it's a machlok Rebbe Akiva Chachamim, and then you have an argument Rebbe Akiva Chachamim. Does it create a tumah for the last 24 hours and no tumah on her husband, or it also creates a tumah on her husband? And then Va'ach asks the Gemara, 1 second, Va'acharkach Katani. But the Mishnah said, coming off of the bed, and then it says, and after that, and there you have the argument. So Gemara says, Achikam, this is the way to read the Mishnah. Zehu, in this amount of time of coming off the bed, that's the amount of time of acharkach, of after, the immediate, shenech leku, Rebbe Akiva v'chachamim, where Rebbe Akiva and the chachamim argue. Rav Ashi said another answer, or maybe it's the same amount of time that it takes for her to put her hand under the pillow and get a cloth and check herself is the same amount of time to come off of the bed and wash herself off and check herself. Eid biyada, kedesh terem enamida v'tadiyach espana, if she has the cloth in her hand, it's the amount of time to come off the bed and wash herself. Inid biyada, if she doesn't have the cloth in her hand, kedesh toshi yad l'tachas hakara tachas hakesis, v'tadiyach eid v'tivduk bo. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashi omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakas Yisrael, Fichachir b'lem Torah Mitzvah,